Lay hand on that fist, say, you foul spirit. I rebuke you. I command the healing. Because Jesus bled for me, I need not to bleed again. Stop in the name of Jesus. Then look for a doctor to stitch your feet. Are you hearing me? Don't lock the door for 21 days. Because tetanus may kill you the next 3 days. We are living in an era where the devil is no more as kind as he used to be in the day of ignorance. The earlier you know whom you are in God, the better you will be today. It's time for you to start to say, situations change. Condition change. Business change. Marriage change. Job change. Financial condition change. Health condition change. Don't shut your mouth. I said, don't shut your mouth. Don't shut your mouth. For if thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Matthew 19:26. This may be impossible to you as a man, not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Luke 1:37. For there is nothing impossible with God. For with God, all things are possible. Matthew 17:20. Verily I say unto you, if you have faith like the grain of mustard seed, you will not only do it, but nothing, say with me, nothing, shall be impossible to me who believe. Sit down. 19 years ago, as a struggling ministry, the Lord told me, when we couldn't even pay light bill and yet be able to put fuel in our single car, buy land for university. I don't know why, few of us, you and I and few others, who God forced to the ministry. Some of you came to the ministry through God's kindness. This man and myself, we are forced to the ministry. God didn't ask God, would thou come? Yeah. He just said, come. He didn't give us choice. He gave us instruction. Right. If God has asked this man, would thou preach? He would have said, no, I'm in business. If he had asked me, Benson Idahosa, would you want to become a preacher? I would have said, no one in my family have done it before. There's no need. But the good God does this. Come ye after me. He doesn't even ask you to ask your wife first. Ask any successful pastor's wife. They were never wanting to be the wife of a pastor. Because of the stress, because of the strain, because of the problem. But God never allowed the man to ask the wife first. The man just come home and tells his wife, I'm in the ministry. The wife said, I didn't marry a pastor. That's what my wife said. I don't know about your own. Near it. But you know, the first 7 years of my ministry, my wife says, you God called, not me. Go ahead. Now, how to control her is my problem. She now says to me, go ye is better than stay ye. Back to what I was saying. God never asks you if you can. He just said, do it. He said, do it. 19 years ago, the Lord said to me, buy land. It's for the university. Yes. I was foolish enough to say yes. Several years, this man came to Benin. Pastor Faye came to Benin. I take them to the land. I said, let's go and see the university. Put them in the car. We drive around the whole bush. Where's the university? These trees. I said, this is university. This is university. Monkey? Yeah, university. Rubber trees? Yes, university. Palm tree? Yes, university. 3 years ago, start it. Now, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. All things. Yeah. If you conceive it, God will bet it. If you start it, God will finish it. If you want to buy a house, don't wait till you have all the money. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? Start the negotiation tomorrow. All things are possible to him that believe. If you are believing God for a husband, don't wait till next week. Believe God for this week. For all things are possible to him that believes. If you are believing God for a car, go around tomorrow. Look for the one you desire. What things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that you shall have them, and you shall receive them. 3 years ago, he was one of the first people I told. That university forest, we are going to cut all the trees down. We are going to start it. How much do we have at hand? $190. How much do you need? Money every day. If thou canst believe, how many things are possible? How many things are possible? Last year, we started the university. Last month, by the grace of God Almighty, the University of Benin granted us total affiliation because we are now a full university. Don't complain until you try it. God did not say, try me. He said, prove me. How many of you are believing God for something that you never thought you'd be able to do in your life? Stand to your feet. Come forward here. Come forward here. Pastor Faye, climb up. You know what I want to do right now? Everybody move forward. When I came in just now, asked Pastor Faye, asked Dr. Weston, I was unusually quiet, not like before. I spent 2 days asking myself, is there anything on that? Please spread. Come forward. Usher, lock the door for me. I have my return ticket. If you drive me, I fly away. Shut the doors for me. Spread across all sides. God wants to make something happen in your life today. Did you hear what I'm saying? For 2 nights, Friday, Saturday night, I've been asking myself a question. What is that thing so hard that was never done before in the Bible? A man like you and I commanded his son to stand still. A woman like you, barren for 70 years, the Bible says, and Sarah herself believed God. Yeah. And Isaac was born. Yeah. There are times I need your faith. You say, want a baby? Oh, hallelujah. I thought he just asked for a baby. No. I would have asked two of them to dismiss now to go there. Grandchildren are coming. Yeah. Point your hand to them and say, grandchildren are coming. Amen. Amen. I say amen. Amen. I'm saying amen. Amen. And I promise Lori I will attend her wedding next year. Not December. Shut your mouth. Seal your lips. I'm attending your wedding next year. 1997 is your year of new beginning. I tell you, that girl has paid the price of being a pastor's child. And now God is going to honor you in 97. By the grace of God. Don't take an appointment before that day. Don't marry anybody before that day. From January 1st, you are qualified. Listen to me, everybody.
January. From January. Yeah.
Everybody say from January. Yeah. No matter how much the man is in hurry, tell him your papa say from January. All right? Thou shalt slow down, for God shall do it. Listen to me on a more serious note. And the father and the mother can bear witness. These years they've known me. One thing have kept our relationship, no deception, no lying. If I'm down, after telling God, I can tell it to this man. I cannot tell this one because she will cry for me. She has the gift of sympathy. But this one is going to say, Papa, I've never seen you like this before. You're going to challenge me. But this one is going to say, Lord, what? Lord. That's why I don't tell my wife if I'm in trouble. If I'm in trouble, I don't tell my wife. When I overcome it, I tell her. You know why? She will cry too much. And the Bible did not say, for by tears shall thou do all things. The Bible did not say all things are possible to him that crieth.
That's right.
But all things are possible to him that does what? Believe. I want to tell you why I'm here this morning. Two nights I have asked God. What has anyone from Genesis to Revelation asked him believe that God said no? What height do you say, God, I want to climb? And God said, that's ambition. Go down. How deep is the pit you find yourself that you say, I want to come up? And God said, the place is evil. Not one. Driving from Washington to this place, every verse I look at the Bible with my staff that were with me, believe, 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 believe. God is finding it hard to bless who doubt. It doesn't matter how many million you put in the ministry. If you don't put faith, you lose everything. Even in business. If you invest money in business and you don't believe in that business, it will die. If you marry with kisses, you kiss her front and back and you don't believe in her, the marriage will die. I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying this morning. Both in the natural and in the spiritual, God is expecting belief from us. Are you hearing me? Let me tell you what God told me 2 o'clock this morning. He said, those things which he said shall come to pass. Say with me. Those things.
Which he said.
That means when I start to say it, it starts to come. I don't know whether you hear what I'm saying. Those things, as many as they are, you made my day. That's my daughter Desi. Those things, faith. Those things which he said shall come. Listen to my English. Those things coming from here are coming from there. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, whosoever shall say to this desire, whatsoever ye desire, Mark 11:24, when ye pray, believe, and those things you say shall come. So what do I do when I start to pray and say? I start to open the door to my house. Why do I open the door? Because it's coming. I'm not sure you are hearing what I'm saying. Open the door of your house. Say with your mouth, the thing you desire is coming to your house. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now the question you ask me this. Idahosa, do you sometimes fear that it may not work? I do, but I don't say it. Amen. I find out that every time I talk fear, I receive fear. So what I do, when fear knock at my door, I ask Jesus to open it. When I hear fear, faith, say, hello, is it the host out there? I say, who is speaking? He said, my name is fear. I say, hold on, faith is coming. Yeah. When fear see faith, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When devil see Jesus, somebody shout hallelujah. Those, pastor, help me. Yeah. Mark 11:24. They will hear your English. Mark 11:24. Mark 11:24. Listen, do you have a desire in your life? Answer me, do you have desires in your life?
Yeah.
Are there some expectations in your life?
Yeah.
Hear me.
Therefore I say unto you, what?
Listen. Say first, is there for me? I didn't hear you. Therefore. Say it with me. It's there for me. Say it loud. It's there for me.
It's there for me.
Therefore.
That which is there for me, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Put it back to the, put it, I now know why you have been looking up since. Therefore I say unto who?
You.
What things, THINGS. You desire. When there's no desire, are you hearing me? What's your desire? Childbearing? Money in your pocket? Job for this month? What things? Not one. Do you know why many poor people don't get blessings? They ask God for peanuts. Do you know why small churches don't have more members?
Yeah.
They're asking God for one.
Right.
You know why many Christians have no money? They are singing like this. This little light of mine. Not only that the light is small, but it's their own. You don't understand my English. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And you are telling me, God, as your Father, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. That, God said, that's selfishness.
That's right.
I ask you to light your generation. You're asking me to bless your little light. I'm not going to everything you are doing. Do you know why? You know why I cannot come here too much anytime he calls me? Two reasons. I told the wife just now, this man is an aggressive evangelist. Yet, does not lose grip of the house. That's why. As long as two of us have breath in us, nothing will break us. If you succeed outside and you fail in the house, there's no proof that you're a success.
That's right.
Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? That's why. Oh, 2 years ago, when he slowed down traveling, asked Faith. I said, you finish! You finish! Whatever I hear my father say, I do. I say, what are you doing in Delaware? That's not your calling. Delaware says, send forth. The world is your parish.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
And you know when he started again? Oh, Lord. That's my beloved son, in whom I well pleased. Yeah. Hear this English, and faith, you write it down when we get there. A pastor that is not missed by the church, perish the church. At least twice a month, they must say, welcome back. We miss you. We miss you. Don't sit down. A pastor that is not missed by the church, perish the church. Because if you are not a go ye, you are a stay ye. And if you are a stay ye, you are a dying ye. What things soever, it doesn't matter how big you desire. Pray. Put it back, put it back, put it back, put it back, put it back. What things soever you desire. One, pray. Two, believe. Three, receive. Four, have them. How many of you have a desire? Let me tell you another song that troubled me in the church. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift my cup, Lord. Come and quench the thirsty of my throat. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. If I fill your cup, how many farmers can irrigate their farm from your cup? If I leave your light as a little light shining, how many of those in darkness will see with it?
That's right. That's right.
So God says, or a robot is saying, let's go. Gary Westerner is going from country to country. I will bless him first. If I have any leftover that nobody needs, who is on the go, I give it to you. So you say, I don't know why I'm not prospering. Number one, you are not giving. Number two, you have no desire. Not just desire, but desire things. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning?
Yeah.
What things soever you desire, where you pray, believe. And when you believe, you shall have those things which you ask God for. God sent me here Friday and Saturday night. I have one of the mothers in the ministry, the director of Idahosa World Outreach, Washington. He asked me this morning, did you sleep? I said, no. He said, all is well. I said, yes, but no. Why? The whole night, asked them, what are they in need of? And what do they want to use it for? You didn't hear that. What do you want from God? If he give it to you, what will you do with it? At least, if you didn't go to school, you know what little light is. And you know what mine is. This little light of mine. So it's not our light. So I don't want you to see with it, it's mine. Fill my cup. It's not our cup. It's your cup. Why will God fill my cup when you are looking for ocean to feed your generation? When he told me this morning, I just came back this morning. Oh God, I said, hallelujah. Then he said to me, I'm leaving on Tuesday. Oh, go ye, welcome ye. You know what mama told him this morning? He said, they've not seen you for a week. Come and let them see that you are back. That's good news. A pastor that does not believe in going will not stop believing in dying. How many of you have ever seen a church very big that became small later? I can tell you, in 144 nations, I've seen many churches full to the brim. No room inside. Yeah. But when they started petty inside, gossip inside, instead of gossiping the gospel, they gossip one another.
Yeah.
And the church started to die. Go ye. And anything you now ask God on your way out, he will give it to you on your way in. Hold your hand with your neighbor. What things soever. If there is faith in your heart and the word in your mouth, God will do it. Everybody stand. It doesn't matter how sick you are going to be well now. It doesn't matter how bound you are going to be loose now. And when we finish, go to my book table, ask of, knowing what to say, I have to say it. Pencil in God's hand. God's about to ask. Go for miracle books and tapes. And from today, begin to say, for all things are possible to him that believes. Say after me, my dear Father in heaven, I remove all my limitations. From this day, I will speak your word. I will believe in your word. I will stand by my testimony. All things are possible to him that believes. From now, I confess I can do all things through Christ that energizes me.